Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of the Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul-Hakim from BrightFlux, and I'm thrilled to have you join me today as a certified Snowflake user. Today, we're going to dive deep into supported function types in Snowflake, a key topic for anyone looking to pass their SnowPro Core certification exam. In Snowflake, functions play a critical role in manipulating and transforming data. Understanding the different types of supported functions is essential for efficient R query writing and data analysis. So let's begin our detailed exploration. ICE, scalar functions. These functions operate on a single value and return a single value. Scalar functions include string functions like concat, lengths, and replace, numeric functions such as round, ABS, and SQRT, and date time functions, date, AD, date diff, and to timestamp. Mastering these will help you manipulate individual data accurately. Aggregate functions. Moving on to aggregate functions, which perform calculations across a set of rows and return a single result. Common aggregate functions include sum, count, AVG, min, and max. Crucial for summarizing data, these functions are indispensable in data analysis and reporting. Window functions. These functions perform calculations across a set of rows related to the current row. Examples include row number, lead, lag, and sum, used as an over clause. Understanding window functions is vital for complex data analysis tasks, allowing for sophisticated data manipulation without the need for subqueries. Table functions. Table functions return a table consisting of rows and columns. Examples in Snowflake include flatten, which can unpack nested arrays or objects into individual rows, and pivot, useful for transforming rows into columns for more accessible data analysis. User-defined functions, UDFs. Snowflake also supports UDFs, allowing you to create custom scalar or aggregate functions using SQL or JavaScript. This flexibility lets you tailor your data manipulation to your specific needs, a powerful feature for advanced users. Understanding these supported function types in Snowflake is a cornerstone of efficient and effective data analysis. As you prepare for your SnowPro Core certification exam, focus on mastering each function type, their syntax, and their application. Doing so will not only aid in your certification, but will significantly enhance your data analysis capabilities. Remember, practice makes perfect. Dive into the Snowflake documentation, experiment with different functions, and leverage online forums for tips and strategies. Your journey to becoming a SnowPro Core certified expert is well within reach, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for tuning in to episode 72 of our podcast. I hope you found this dive into supported function types in Snowflake insightful and empowering. Stay tuned for more episodes that will help you navigate your Snowflake certification journey. I'm Yakub Abdul-Hakim, saying goodbye for now, but not forever. Keep learning, keep experimenting.